Hello, and welcome back to the Sonic Hustle, a complete and total Sonic lore podcast. I am your teacher, as always, Dan.
I am one of the students, Moore.
I am the other student, Devin.
And this week we started off on the dark story of Sonic Adventure 2, about the first third or so of this long play we've been using pretty consistently now. Before we get into that, I'm not going to try to focus too much on news normally, but these things feel big enough that I feel I can talk about them quickly.
Yeah, exciting announcements for Black History Month.
This will probably be done before February's over, or be up.
Yeah.
First off, Sega revealed at the Sony State of Play that there's going to be a re-release of Sonic Generations. And very importantly, it is going to feature a side campaign starring Shadow the Hedgehog, and it's going to be called Sonic X Shadow Generations.
Good for them.
Yeah, big news for all the Yaoi Bait people out there.
We all listen, Sonato is...
We all clapped and cheered.
It's a classic ship. We saw in this trailer some stuff involving Black Doom, the Ark, and Biolizard. I worry it's only going to be like three levels, but I hope there's more to it. It looks...
I hope he gets a gun.
I don't think they're going to give him a gun, but they should.
They should if they're not cowards.
That's something to look forward to. I'm just checking if there's like... Yeah, it's coming this autumn 2024. All platforms, of course. The main thing I think about with this is it re-releasing Sonic Generations... The thing is, there just isn't a lot of full episode, or sorry, I said full episodes because I was looking at a fucking thumbnail. There's not a lot of Sonic games released in the 13 years since Sonic Generations. We've got Lost World, we've got the Boom games. We've got Forces and Frontiers and Mania, and I guess that's enough games that you could probably add like a fourth chapter based on those. It's not a lot, I think. But honestly, it's for the best. The way they were making Sonic games in like 20 years ago, it would be pretty untenable today.
Yeah, they were just pumping those out.
Mm-hmm. Multiple yearly releases.
There's already, like, a problem with, crunch in, like, the video game industry, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's... Yeah, could you imagine if we were having, like, an argument over, like, video game crunch and it was about, like, the newest Sonic game?
Uh-huh. Like, undoubtedly, they're... There's probably some level of crunch involved.
Oh,
just because
sure.
It's an industry-wide problem.
I mean, yeah.
I don't need it to be, like, a discourse topic.
I don't need it to be, like, over a Sonic game that is probably serviceable at best.
Yeah. In other news, we have some more news on the live-action Sonic front. The Knuckles series that is going to be on Paramount Plus, revealed in official trailer today, actually, February 8th. It's gonna be about Knuckles. He's gonna be, like, training Wade to, Wade, you remember that guy, Wade, Fight like an echidna warrior.
I'm gonna be very honest.
The friend.
The moment I saw him on there, I was just like, who the fuck
is this? It's the friend. It's the friend cop.
Yeah, I like figured out eventually. I was just fully just like, who the fuck is he talking to?
No,
then he's like, we're going to go Wade. And I was like, oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah. And, there's gonna be like,
he was in both movies, I guess. I don't know.
He was in both movies. He's just a very incidental character.
Yeah, he's just that guy that's there.
Yeah. There's, they showed a new villain, some mysterious, bearded scientist who worked with, Robotnik, and, two besuited goons, I guess? I don't know what their deal is, but we'll find out, I suppose. I don't know if I want to, like, prioritize that for this podcast. I really, but what I do want to prioritize, however, is, Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I think they had a subtitle added onto that. It is, of course, the one that's going to have Shadow in it.
Yes.
Yeah, the subtitle was, this is the gay one.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they going to have voice Shadow? Do we know that yet?
We don't.
I'm still hoping for Robert Pattinson.
It would be very fitting.
That would fucking rule, dude. Cause, especially because he's shown that he's like pretty good at like the like voice acting.
That voice acting.
The man can voice
with
act.
The Ghibli movie.
The man has work ethic, mm-hmm. despite it all.
Yeah. And then, you know, edgy Edward. Everyone would be like, fuck, it's Edward as Sonic, as Shadow. That would fucking whip ass. Holy shit.
The only person that might not, like, if it wasn't, I'd be fine with, would be if it was Hayden Christensen.
That would also be an extremely
because then I would, pick. Yeah, that instead would of Anakin, so I would be, thing. Instead of Edward, I'd be getting Anakin. And you know that, you just can't go wrong with that.
Either way, you want them to do.
Two kings of angst.
You want them to do either, like, the voice. Like, you want them to do, like, oh, you want them to do the Edward voice or the Anakin
Yeah, I want
voice.
Him to, I like want Shadow to be like an angsty little weirdo.
We need someone who played a dark gentleman circa 2005.
What if he,
just like an angsty little shit that everyone, like, that every time you saw him on screen, your skin crawled a little
bit. What if Shadow...
God damn it, they're
what
here.
What if Shadow was like, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Oh,
no. He's like, have you ever seen me without these gloves?
Yeah.
I would honestly...
Who does that?
I would accept Cole Sprouse.
Yeah, I was like, what if Jughead plays fucking Shadow, dude?
You see, once again, this is why we need a little freak to play Shadow the Hedgehog.
Speaking of Shadow, and speaking of him being a freak... I don't know if you're actually done.
I don't think we're quite there
I don't
yet.
Know if you're done with the news.
I don't think we're quite there yet.
We're almost
almost,
there,
almost.
I'm sorry, I get but so excited. I want to jump the gun. I want to talk about Shadow.
Yeah, I'm ready to live and learn.
I think the only other thing, we know that, fucking, the guy from Crush 40, whose name is just slipping my mind right now, is going to be involved, we did, in the, like, little teaser that was revealed, they did use, a little, like, stinger based on Live and Learn. So that's gonna be exciting.
Also, to prove that Knuckles is black, they did, start his trailer with the song Knuck If You Buck, and that's black history right there. They know what they're doing.
Johnny Gioeli, that's the Crush 40 guy. Fucking incredible music.
It rules.
Hell yeah.
Now we can talk about Shadow being a freak with the heroes, the dark story of Sonic Adventure 2.
I'm gonna open.
I had forgotten. Sorry, go on.
I just had a can and I was like, let's open it for Shadow.
Mm-hmm. Cracking
pop
one
that
open
can
for
Shadow.
Boy.
Crack it open.
It's just sparkling water. It's nothing exciting. Mm-hmm. But!
Yeah.
He would drink sparkling water. Yeah.
What kind of sparkling water? Like a brand, a flavor?
Is it La Croix?
Sure, it's... no, it's from Trader Joe's. It's like their brand. Mm-hmm. black cherry vanilla. Yeah. They were like pushing it at the store, and I was like, well, I'm not immune to propaganda.
Well, I love seltzer water and Trader Joe's. Maybe I'll pick one up next time.
Yeah, I like their Mandarin also.
Mm-hmm. So, our dark story begins with this fucking great intro.
He's coming out of his cage. Like,
and he is doing all right.
Mm-hmm. A million gates close as a voice announces that there's an intruder breaching gate number 3. Man all stations, prepare for the worst. As we see a fucking Eggman going around in his fucking egg walker, just gunning, just firing off his fucking cannon. It's such a good, like, shot of, like, it just, like, the perfect angle to make it look like he's just wrecking shit. Dr. Eggman, is in the Gun Prison Island base because, his, grandfather was working on a, top secret research weapon. Or, like, a top-secret weapon that the government hid 50 years ago.
Love that this entire plot is not hinged on the fact that Eggman built, like, a super weapon or knew a dark secret or anything. It's mm-hmm. just that he got a letter from Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, better go check it out.
Like, yeah. Uncovered a Grandpa letter.
Yeah, I uncovered the Grandpa letter, and he was like, ooh, don't mind if I do.
Mm. He Eggman is a man who loves his grandpa.
yeah.
How long?
He fucking got a letter like the Stardew Valley grandpa.
Oh my god, can you imagine his grandpa laying in that bed?
Laying in the bed and being like, there's a hedgehog you need to see.
How long after Adventure... One is this game? Do you know that?
I don't know if there's like a canonical like amount of time between these games. I would guess like probably a couple months to a year.
Mm.
There's.
Oh, I was gonna say about 3 hours. Got beaten by Tails and immediately went into a different egg walker and said, "Better go check on what Grandpa was doing."
Uh huh. There is later on a reference. In, like, our next session or the session after, we should be getting, like, some stuff about a reference to SA1. We get our first stage for the Dark Story and for Eggman in general in Iron Gate. Eggman's wrecking shit in a gun base. Eggman is the other Walker character. The best part is just getting to control Eggman, really.
I love that whether you're Tails or whether you're Eggman, it is always correct to kill some cops.
It is a morally neutral action.
Yeah, it is like there is nothing wrong with it and you should do it.
Mm-hmm. It's simply practical.
Yeah.
So, something I'll also mention, this level has, like, some cool, like, bits where Eggman, like, is going down an Akira elevator. He's, like, just, like, there's a lot of, like, breaking down doors. It really emphasizes his destructive nature. The long player is, of course, playing with all upgrades. So, I will mention something that is not shown in the gameplay, that we, watched, which is, Eggman can be really fucking clunky to control in the first couple stages before he gets his jet booster. We'll, I'll elaborate more on that later.
Interesting.
I guess I'll mention another thing about SA2 and time, which is, the dark story, is like a little, time asynchronous. There's like a bit of a, like a time difference because, dark story, of course, starts before the heroes, like, are doing things.
Right, because the inciting is Eggman, and yeah, like the blame of like, oh no, there's a shadow, or there's Sonic doing bad stuff, but it's like because shadow.
Yeah, there's a guy who looks exactly like Sonic and is no different than Sonic.
Yeah,
doing bad things.
He's just, you know, he's a hedgehog. They all look like that. It's
exactly.
Maybe they're a little colorblind sometimes, like navy and black looks.
Oh, do you think this is like a race of like dog people who like have no color vision?
Yeah.
Everyone online, I know dogs do have some color vision. Do not come at me.
Yeah, but they're like known for that, you know. For
yeah, yeah.
I'm just.
No one knows Sonic is blue.
Mm-hmm.
No one figured out where the catchphrase "the blue blur" came from. They're just kind of like, "What are you talking about?"
they just think that Shadow is just a very, very dark shade of blue, and they've never seen Sonic himself, so. That's close enough.
Everything's working out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, cause apparently they don't see the red streaks in his fucking...
Oh, well, that's the blood of his enemies.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's the blood of the cops he just killed, which, once again, is morally correct.
Yeah. Eggman, like, arrives at this, like, big scary gate. He just like watches it opens up. He goes through it and he finds a big weird computer. He puts in a password, which because this is translated from Japanese to English is Maria, three syllables.
Enter password. Password is Maria. Maria. Now all I have to do is to place the Chaos Emerald into this console.
Maria. Said like a man who has never seen the word Maria spelled out, but is like figuring out that that's what that word is in real time.
It's a kanji keyboard.
He's pronouncing, he's like, Maria. Oh! Yeah.
So he puts in the password, he puts in a Chaos Emerald, because I guess that activates it. And we see, like, this pod open up.
And he immediately assumes it's Sonic.
Yeah, out comes a certain black and red hedgehog who we all know and love.
And the crowd goes wild. Yeah! Yes, Shadow, we love you.
Shadow.
Yay, we love your pussy.
Yeah, we fucking love him.
That's what they're all saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
He's serving.
He's serving so hard. Robotnik,
he appears, we all say, what's 4 plus 4 equal? That's right, 8.
Robotnik does, like you said earlier, thinks he's Sonic, Shadow has what I have to assume is the thing he's been trying to think of for the last 50 years while in stasis. He tries to like do a genie line.
Yeah, it's really funny.
He's like,
Shadow in this appearance is kind of a dork.
He's like, I'm supposed to talk this way because I am going to grant your wish. And then you find out later that he was just like frozen in time for 50 years or whatever. You're like, yeah. Oh, he was just thinking. He's just like, you know.
he's...
He had 50 years, and that was the best he could come up with, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He might have, like, lost a couple details, like, 10 or 20 years in. He's got some rocket skates, and, to, like, show off his, how powerful he is, he fights, a gunwalker, the B-30X hotshot, kind of like the one that, Sonic fought earlier, but, well, later. Sonic fought in the hero story, but a little harder. Shadow, he of course controls like Sonic. He glides along the ground with his rocket skates, and he's got like a golden aura because he's kind of based on Super Sonic, as we'll learn a little bit more about later on. So
intriguing.
He easily handles this like manned robot. This mech. And
I love how he comes pre-built with an emo chow that tells him how his controls work.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Is it emo? I thought it was just the regular.
I think it's just emo chow. Emo chow.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I wish it was like emo color. That'd be fucking sick. But I think it's just emo chow.
For some reason, when I looked at it, I don't know if I just looked really quickly, I thought he had, like, red and black highlights on
him. I do like the idea of taking Shadow to the Chow Garden, because you can do that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could just play a
Shadow. Yeah.
And he's just like, I love this. I'm having a great time.
He says, like, oh my god, a kitty!
Yeah. There is, like, a whole bunch of different, like, official pieces of artwork of, like, Shadow tending to his own little chow that looks like him. So I will talk very briefly about the Chow Garden because I need to, first of all, Shadow can like take care of Chow in the Chow Garden and it's adorable, but also Eggman can.
Yeah, I guess all of them. Yeah, that makes sense because you can play as Eggman.
Yeah. Yeah. Eggman in the Chow Garden is a sight to behold. He's, of course, not in his mech. He's walking on foot. His animations are super, super weird looking. just like, if you just have him, like, run in a circle, it looks great. And I guess he never got, like, his lines dubbed into English. So whenever he's, like, tending to a chow, he's saying stuff in Japanese.
That's just what being around Chow does to a man.
Does he sometimes say Japanese stuff when he's attacking too? Or did I like...
I think there might be a couple Japanese lines.
I would never know because the soundtrack is so loud that I could barely hear him. Right.
It's so loud.
Sometimes he just says Yosh too.
And it's only him.
Which I know the English... I think the English also says Yosh. Maybe. Also.
He's whenever you pet a chow as Dr. Eggman, he says, Yosh.
Yosh.
It's such a fucking great line read.
I love the idea of him really liking the chow, and he's trying, like, as a nice person to pet the chow, but because he's the most threatening man on the planet, every line he says sounds like he's about to kill them.
Yeah, I need.
It's just like when an intimidating person goes to pet like your cat or something, and they sound like they're going to murder them. You're just like, should you be that close?
I need Eggman to appear like a Bond villain, and he's just like petting a little like evil looking chow. In his arms.
Like the fluffy cat.
Do we want this to be like a modern Bond villain where they actually have like animal rights laws and they actually got a trained cat to sit in someone's arms? Or do we want this like old Bond villain where the cat is actively trying to escape him?
I don't know.
Like, the chow is actively, like, being like, get me the fuck out of here.
Definitely depends on the Eggman.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think with this Eggman, it would be a trained animal. It would be a trained
chow.
Yeah,
this, the cat would be okay being there. Mm-hmm. The chow would be like, yeah, this is fine.
Mm-hmm. Now I like the idea that cats, like, normal cats just don't exist in this world. They're only the anthropomorphic ones. And all the pets are just chow.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like we're not going to get, like, an Amazing World of Gumball situation where Blaze the cat goes to a pet store for the first time and has to confront, like, a cat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Has to sit there and look at it in the eye and go, oh.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Goofy never does that to Pluto.
Yeah.
That's because Goofy knows he's domesticated.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
It's a solved issue in that world.
Fair enough.
Goofy is a funny animal. Walt said this however many years ago, and we all have to just, like, take him at his word.
You're so right.
Not that his work on, like, any sort of race can really be taken with seriousness, but, you know.
He's like a gonzo, you know? Like, we don't know exactly what he is.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
He's a goof.
He's a goof.
Like, as a kid, I did think, like, Goofy was... I didn't realize he was a dog. I thought he was, like, some sort of a made-up animal called a goof.
He kind of looked...
That's fine. I always thought, like, Pete was, like, a cat. Not a cat. I thought he was, like, a weird dog.
I was like,
dog.
He is a cat.
I thought he was, like, a bulldog or something.
Yeah, yeah. Aww. He's kind of got the jowls. He got, like, the bulldog jowls. I totally understand.
Yeah, I was like, he's, like, a weird fucked-up bulldog. And then people are like, no, he's a cat because he hates Mickey the Mouse. And I was like, no, that's not true.
Yeah, I mean, all the randos are just, like, humans with dog noses and ears.
Oh, it's so gross. Uh-huh.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Some of them look gross. Some of them
except
are fine.
Except Mortimer the Mouse, who is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sonic.
Yeah, to get back to Shadow.
At the Olympics.
Shadow, like, very, like, Eggman is just, like, fucking ecstatic at seeing Shadow completely destroy this robot very easily. And he's like, so, you said something about a wish? And Shadow says... Bring more Chaos Emeralds. I'll be waiting for you in the central control room of the space.
He's like, bye.
Arc. And then he leaves.
I will grant you three wishes. See ya.
He says, anyway, bye.
Bye.
Bye, bitch.
We get the scene from the hero story of Knuckles and Rouge again. And Eggman just sort of being there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eggman just being like, I'll go get him the biggest Chaos Emerald I can.
Yeah, I was like, why is Eggman here? Do we even find out? But yeah, I guess that's because he's trying to get the Master Emerald.
He's literally just trying to get the biggest emerald he possibly can. He's like, I'll go get an emerald, don't
he's
worry.
Like, this is what you wanted, right, Shadow? Can you imagine he brought the full, like, Master Emerald to Shadow, though, and it didn't get smashed? Like, Shadow...
Yeah, Shadow's just sitting there like, I can't fucking use this one, dickhead.
This one doesn't fit. It's not compatible with the machine.
This one's too big.
He fully just sees it. He's like, what the fuck is this?
It's like if you, it's like if you tried to put, like, a fucking car battery in a remote.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But it's kind of funny that it's...
Yeah, he just looks at him, he's like, how did you fuck this up? There are literally so many others you could have used.
It's kind of funny that it's the same scene. It's like there's no difference.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just like, I think the only difference is that Rouge's theme is playing now.
Right.
Which is, it's a little jazzy tune, because she's like a spy woman. She's kind of a Fujiko Mine type of character.
Yeah.
Nice little tune.
Once again, happy Black History Month, everyone.
Happy Black History Month. we get Rouge's first stage, which is, Dry Lagoon.
We'll be right back.
pretty different from Knuckles stage. It's got like these, it's like divided into two sections. There's like a turtle being harassed by gun robots that Rouge has to like take out so the turtle can like swim her over to the next section of the level. Whereas Knuckles was like a dusty desert, hers is like an oasis. It's a cool stage, and you know, Rouge of course plays like Knuckles. She does kicks. Her ears are jiggle boned. Her boobs are jiggle boned.
Yep.
She's just very jiggly.
Yeah.
Better and for worse, I guess, because that was definitely. Because is this the first game she was introduced?
Yeah, this is her first game.
Yeah, so that probably changed a lot.
Okay, so my question was going to be. My question, was she in the comics before this at all?
No. This is like her very first appearance, to the best of my knowledge.
Great, because my question was going to be, do you think they, gave Knuckles a glide ability because Rouge floats in this game? Or do you think they were like, fuck, we need a character who can float?
Yeah, I think it's definitely got to be, well, Knuckles could glide in, like, Sonic 3 and, like, Night. Like,
oh, that's true.
Years earlier.
Yeah, I was like, he could just glide for a while, I think. But yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they were like, even though...
give him a girlfriend and give her the ability to fly.
Even though, like,
make her
she's
a bat,
but, like...
And make her jiggly.
Echidnas can't fly, you know? Like, they can't glide in real life, but... Not to be like... Yeah. I'm not...
Says you.
I'm not...
You can just do that. It's a fun... It's a fun.
How many echidnas do you know?
Zero. You're so right. Isn't it that like
exactly.
His locks make him fly or something crazy?
Yeah,
that's so fucking cool, dude.
It's so fucking good.
I mean, my locks haven't given me that ability yet, but we're waiting.
Someday.
Gotta train a bit more.
I don't know how to work out locks, but you know, we'll figure it out.
Ooh,
yeah.
I just imagined like buff locks.
I don't like that.
No. So yeah, we've got this Rouge stage. Rouge is great. She will influence thousands of women and men for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something awakened on that day.
Many people's first
furry their crush. First crush. With a year.
A lot of people said, uh-oh, and a lot of people got real sweaty.
Some people wanted to be her, some of them wanted to be with her, and for many, it was both.
Some of both.
For some people, this was their first confrontation with the idea of jiggle physics. Many kids sitting there being like, I don't know, you could do that.
Yeah. That's Rouge's stage. And we move on to Eggman's second stage, Sand Ocean. God, I just noticed looking at the gameplay. I think that there's like fucking echidna statues in this one. Eggman just like fucking desecrated an echidna like fucking
burial ground.
I was gonna say yeah.
Yeah, and like ground. Anywhere he could have built like a place to fire a rocket literally anywhere. But you know that he's still pissed about Knuckles being the shit out of him that one time that he's like, huh, I'm gonna do it in one of your people's tombs.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up that pyramid. I don't care how many ghosts I piss off.
Yeah, that's part of the fun.
Yeah, he's like, I want to piss off more ghosts. Who cares?
God, remember that fucking ghost? Yeah. Does Rouge have to fight
I do remember that ghost.
No, Rouge does not have to fight King Boom Boo.
Damn.
I will
Sad.
I'll say something I noticed while watching the gameplay is I think what Eggman is doing in this level is there's like gun robots everywhere, so he's just like he's trying to like make it harder for him to locate or something. I think he's just like clearing them out or something.
He's just having a good time.
Mm-hmm. He's just blowing shit up.
I will, from a gameplay perspective, this stage kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like jumping from like moving platform to moving platform, which would be fine. And the long player doesn't have much of a problem because they've got the jet booster. But if you're playing this, for the first time, you don't have that. You gotta make a lot of, like, very awkward and very unfun jumps.
Great.
I love gameplay.
Uh-huh.
I love glitchy Sonic game.
Uh-huh. Another thing I noticed, a few months ago, I watched, Wayne Radio TV play this, and something that I think this is actually in every stage, but if you're, like, idle for long enough, your character will, like, make an incidental comment about, like, the situation they're in. And one of the things Eggman says is, "My machines don't like the sand."
"My machines hate the sand. I've gotta get out of here."
He says it so sinisterly.
It's true.
It's true.
It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
That's right. Anakin was so right for that one.
He's so right.
Anakin said a lot of whack shit in that movie that we don't support. But that one was true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the same conversation talk about, like, how I think the key to government is just fascism.
Cool. Great.
No, he saved that conversation for about 6 hours later in the meadow.
Oh, right. I forgot that was the meadow.
Where Padme was like, "You're joking, right?" And he said, "Nope." And she said, "That's cute."
Uh-huh.
That's where the meme come from.
I know, that's where meme come from.
Eggman gets to to his computer and just starts like watching TV, scratches his butt a little bit. There's a very British news announcer reveals that Shadow the Hedgehog.
I love the accent going on here. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty whack.
Shadow the Hedgehog has broken into the bank and stolen a Chaos Emerald and is being hunted by police. So for as much as they're going after Sonic, they are going after Shadow too, I guess.
They called the police.
I guess they don't realize that they haven't figured out that it's two different locations. They're in two different locations.
Yeah, I was like,
well, you don't become a police officer for being intelligent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No one does. Yeah. Shadow is standing on the top of the Golden Gate Bridge, and he looks at these like cops piled up, unable to reach him, and he thinks, "How pathetic." And then he gets a PTSD flashback.
Yeah, he's just thinking of Maria. NBD.
Uh-huh.
You're thinking of a little girl getting fucking shot full of bullets.
Kind
of
fucked.
You know?
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Maria. I got your picture. Dear Maria.
Count me in.
He's thinking of Maria, this girl he cared about, on the arc.
I feel like all time low is too happy for Shadow, though. Anyway.
Maria,
what music do you think Shadow listens to? Do you think he would listen to Animal I've Become?
Yeah.
I think he
probably likes 3 Days Grace.
I think you could get him into Skillet.
Skillet, yeah. I think, like... Do you think he'd like, do you think he'd like Nine Inch Nails? Or is that more of a Tails Kitsune situation? Like, that's more...
I think he could get into Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah,
I think he could fucks with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we think it's, like, the opposite, that he likes very upbeat music, but he doesn't like admitting it to anyone?
Yeah. He's like, I don't have a bias. But then he has, like, pictures of a K-pop star on the wall.
Yeah, he's, like, really into Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. There's, like, a bit about... There's a bit in one of the Twitter takeovers about him listening to Taylor Swift on Rare
Shadow. No! He's a Swiftie?
Yes, like a Rare Shadow L. But I think he could listen to all sorts of things.
Yeah,
you
I was
know?
Gonna say like, listen.
Take him on like a tour of all music.
He might not be. He might be just like into music in general and not be like a Swiftie about it. You don't know.
Uh-huh.
That's true. That's true.
Radio.
Top 40.
Oh yeah, he's definitely whatever is literally playing at that exact moment kind of guy.
Maybe he doesn't like music. What if he's just like, I hate the sound of music? Like, kind of, like, creepy. Like, oh. I mean...
What if he's just, like, a full white noise kind of guy?
Oh.
Oh, maybe.
Not even, like, soundtracks. He just, like, listens to, like, noise.
Mm-hmm. Just 10 hours rain falling or something.
Oh,
like
I was
that.
Thinking more like loud noise, like not white noise.
I was thinking like noise. It's a playlist, but it's like 10 hours of you're in New York City and there's sirens going off everywhere and people are yelling outside.
Uh-huh.
That's just that comforts him.
I love it. It reminds me of being chased by the gun guys.
Uh-huh. It reminds me of chaos.
Mm. Chaos control.
It's exposure therapy.
Oh, God.
I've been stuck in a tube for 50 years.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, no. He probably hates silence because he's fucking got stuck in a tube for 50 years, and he's like, I'm.
Oh, wait. He's been stuck in a tube for 50 years. Do you think he likes like 50 year old music?
Oh.
Yeah, I've thought about that before. I think. He's, like, listening to some oldies. He's listening to some fucking big band.
He likes,
Okay, Frank so Sinatra. This is came out in the 2000s, so yeah, we like can say 50s. This is the 2000s and the 90s. What big bands do we think he's listening to?
First thing that comes to mind is, like, The Ink Spots, he's listening to,
I don't know a lot of big bands, I'm gonna be honest with you.
I don't remember a lot of big bands that are specifically from the 50s, is my
Yeah,
point.
I was yeah. like, there's some, like, 60s jazz that I know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might...
I could see him listening to jazz.
Listen to my first, Charles Mingus album all the way through for Singu.
Charles Mingus.
Pingus. That's all I could think of, unfortunately.
Yeah, Charles Pingus. Yeah,
that's all I could think of. I was like, ah.
My first Charles Pingus album.
My brain is rotting.
Now I need to, like, write a fanfic of like, different characters, like, trying to get Shadow to listen to music and seeing what he thinks.
Oh, that would be that'd be kind of nice.
That'd be really cute.
That'd be really cute. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see
I
it.
I would also, because I would, we would also kind of get, like, headcanons for, like, what you think the other people listen to.
Yeah.
And that would be cute.
Yeah.
Too.
Like, yeah. Like, what is, like, you know, Rouge the Bat is listening to some Victoria Monet.
Mm-hmm. Knuckles is, what was I gonna say?
Does Knuckles listen to music?
That's a good question.
Speaking of characters who may or may not listen to music.
Yeah.
He only likes his own raps. He only listens to his own.
Yeah,
he's just giving
I think
his
he
own
listens
tape.
His own SoundCloud.
He listens to the things he sings to himself on the island while he's doing things.
He might like the songs that are like in JoJo because he does the like,
Oh, he only listens to JoJo openings and endings.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to any of the other songs by those bands, just those ones.
Yeah.
He actually doesn't know also that JoJo characters are often named after music or bands. Mm-hmm. So everyone's like, oh, so have you listened to the White Album? And he's like, the fuck are you talking about? Mm. Yeah, I've heard him in the show. He's like, yeah, I heard him in the show. What?
Yeah.
Good sound design.
Yeah. We know Tails listens to Nine Inch Nails.
Yep.
Sonic listens to ska and maybe like some drum and bass or something.
Yep.
Yeah, this.
What does Amy listen to? Is Amy a Swiftie?
Amy's probably a Swiftie. But I could actually, I could see her being into like, I
could see her being into weirder stuff.
Yeah. I made her, well, not even weirder stuff. I made a joke about Shadow being a K-pop stan, but I could see her being kind of into K-pop. Maybe, maybe like she tries not to stan about it because she's like, I already put all my energy into stanning Sonic. I can't be doing this to these musicians.
Yeah.
There's only one man in my heart and it's not Jungkook. I don't know how that's pronounced.
Yeah.
Oh, you think she's like, she's going crazy for Twice.
Yeah. She probably likes.
So fuck.
What was Big it? The Cat unfortunately likes Jason Aldean.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Oh well, good for you. You don't know country music singers.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, you're so right. I don't.
I think Big the Cat would listen to country. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's true.
You think he'd listen to like the bad cat? Like, because I was like, you could get him to like maybe like Dolly Parton or something. Like, I don't know.
I mean, he probably does listen to Dolly Parton. I think he just listens to any and all country.
Yeah. Fair enough. I don't think he differentiates between them.
Or he's like really niche and he listens to like bluegrass.
Ooh.
That would be good stuff.
Yeah.
I could see him being in a bluegrass band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with Froggy? They're called the Froggies.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
to get things back on track though.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. So Shadow has this flashback of Maria begging him, for all the people on that planet, remember, and he says, I still remember what I promised you for the people. I promise revenge!
So I remember that line of him saying revenge, because he says that whenever he does Chaos Control, when you're in a two-player game, when you're in a two-player battle. And I would always play that game with, like, friends of mine. And someone would play a Shadow. So I'm like, a revenge!
Yeah. Revenge.
There's a very clear, like, voice phrase in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we get Shadow Stage Radical Highway. City Escape is like the definitive Sonic stage. Radical Highway is the definitive Shadow stage.
It's also a little glitchy, if I remember correctly. Maybe I just fell through the ground. Maybe that's just a me problem.
I mean, I'm gonna be real. This is a pretty glitchy game.
It does not run well.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Everyone's fond of it
anyway. That's fine. We all love it.
Everyone's fond of it anyway.
The stage has, like, you know, it's a city at night. Black streets, red railings, signs for, like, Sonic, and there's, like, a Got Milk sign, except it says Got Ring.
Yeah, so do other people in this universe know about the rings?
Yeah, I assume so. Oh, there's, I'm just looking at this fucking blimp that has a thing for like, soap shoes, one that's got the Scott Ring thing. I think it might have also been in a Hero Story, but, Well, in the Dreamcast version, there were like signs for Phantasy Star Online, which was, I guess, one of the other like breakout hits of the Dreamcast. Classic game. Look it up.
There was online connectivity with the Dreamcast.
Yeah, it was. I think it might have been one of the first console games to have like a like MMO thing.
Shit.
Yeah, it was like, I think the first ones would have been Phantasy Star Online, EverQuest, and Final Fantasy XI. I played like a little offline version on the GameCube one time. You could get like a little Tails Chow through like a little like hidden quest.
Cute.
Aside from that, what was it? Right. So yeah, this stage, it's pretty cool. Shadow gets to like run through highways that go through loops and fucking toll booths and do a rail grind down the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, it's like kind of aesthetically pleasing because you're like, you kind of look at Golden Gate Bridge and you're like, what if, could I go down that? No. But also you're like, now I can in the video game.
Mm-hmm. You're 10
I mean,
years
you
old
probably
you
can go down that. Probably just once. Yeah.
Can I go down that and live?
You're 10 years old and you love Sonic the Hedgehog and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and you're just thinking about rail grinds.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Getting a pair of soap shoes.
Getting a pair of soap shoes. Fucking yourself up real bad. Yeah. So we get like the scene from Hero Story of Shadow showing off his Chaos Control powers to Sonic. And then we get our third stage. We're on stage four?
Yeah.
Stage four. Stage five. We're on stage five.
Yeah, because you did...
Egg Quarters.
Yeah, yeah.
Death Chamber, but for Rouge, and the main we learn very importantly that Rouge is like spying on Eggman. We don't know exactly the extent of it, but she is like calling into someone and saying, "I'm sneaking around. I'm gonna learn more about this whole Eggman situation."
Yeah, I was like, "Who is she talking to?"
Yeah,
she's talking to her girlfriend Sonic X.
Yeah, she's talking to Topaz. One of the big things about her version of the stage is there's like this big robot. There's this like flying robot that like patrols the whole area. And, if it spots you, you get shot at by it and you can't dodge it. So, whenever you, like, hear, like, it buzzing and like, it's, and, like, the room starts glowing from its, like, lights, you gotta hide in the shadows.
I don't like it. I don't like doing that kind of shit. Well, sometimes it's okay, but.
Yeah. It's not ideal in her stage, unfortunately. It can be a bit of a pain, but,
especially because you have to, like, dig at the same time, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta, like, dig. Thankfully, it, like, passes pretty quickly, okay. So as long as you, like, keeping an eye out for things and you know how the mechanic works.
Sure.
You should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like divided between like three rooms, green room, blue room, red room. And you gotta collect keys to like get past a door, so she can go like spy on Eggman.
Yeah, she's digging up keys instead of parts of the Master Emerald.
I think, actually, now that I think about it, I think there are only two of Rouge's stages involve emeralds.
Interesting. Usually
she's getting other stuff.
Yeah, it's because Knuckles keeps taking them.
Yeah. This is just the sort of thing she's doing on the side.
She does get a couple, though, because she hands them off to Knuckles in the hero story, at least. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
she's a working girl. She has to go do other things during her job.
Yeah. So she sneaks into Eggman's computer room from before. And I guess she figures out there's like a space transporter thing. And she needs to go to the space colony Ark. Which was shut down 50 years ago under mysterious circumstances. Well, doesn't matter. Just figure out what he's up to. There's like a teleporter. And then we get stage 6, Lost Colony. Another Eggman stage. He's basically wandering through like these like dark abandoned sections of the space colony Ark. I think maybe he's gonna like turn it on or something for when Sonic and his friends go through here.
Mm-hmm. Eggman during this first part of the game is mostly just kind of dicking around.
Yeah,
he doesn't actually know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like, and then Shadow's like the one that's like, yeah, okay, here's the thing that you're gonna use to start everything.
By the way, I have like this really cool thing. Laser. And he's like, oh shit, I could blow up the moon with this.
I'm a genius.
I could piss on the moon with this.
Yeah. A cool thing about this stage is like it's like super dark and it doesn't show off as well in this like HD rendering, but it gets like super foggy. You can't like really tell what's going on. Hmm. So this is where you would normally get the jet booster. There's these, like, there's, like, these reactor things that you've got to avoid shooting or they explode. It's a neat stage. It's spooky. Eggman, I guess he turns the lights back on or something. Shoots down a lot of gun robots. Oh, hang on. I just noticed in the gameplay, there's a Big the Cat cameo during like an elevator section.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Post that screenshot right now.
Yeah. I'll share the screenshot. I'll throw it in the show notes.
I gotta see my boy.
Yeah, a recurring thing in, I think I mentioned this in the first time we talked about SA2, mm-hmm. but a recurring thing is that Big the Cat is just like hidden in little bits and pieces of the game because he's not in the game proper.
Yeah, because he's kind of like an elder god where he'll just break through reality to make his presence known.
Yeah, he's not fishing. He's not fishing for fish, you know.
Yeah. More like souls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Eggman is able to get through the stage.
There he is.
Yeah. And eventually he gets to this big, weird alien computer, which we've seen before. It's the Eclipse Cannon. And Shadow is showing off to Eggman.
Shadow's like, hey, you want to see something cool?
Mm-hmm.
Give me more emeralds.
Yeah. Give me some more emeralds so we can, like, fire this laser at more things. He explains that the Ark was the first, like, space colony developed by mankind, and they had all sorts of, like, sort of, like, dubious and mysterious and top-secret research projects, which included the Eclipse Cannon. It could destroy...
Included a big fucking cannon that does something.
Yeah, it can destroy the entire planet if you so choose. And so that's why they're getting all 7 Chaos Emeralds, because when they get that, they can turn on this this big super weapon and blow up America or whatever. And that's when Rue shows up. She's like
hanging. Yeah, Rue's is just there.
Yeah, she's hanging from the ceiling like a bat, and she descends and offers a deal. She can help them find the other Chaos Emeralds, what is she getting in return? I guess, you know, support, info.
Yeah, he's like, what are you getting in return for this? What's the deal here? And she doesn't like answer.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, well, okay.
Yeah. So she shows off a Chaos Emerald of her own, and we sort of like cut off for this episode. Next time we'll be talking about the prison island. We might talk about the pyramid. And we'll be covering, like, basically the second third of this game. Or this storyline. I guess we're technically two thirds of the way overall.
Yeah.
It'll be two more parts of the dark story, and then we'll do the final story. With that all said and done, let's check out the asks. If you want to send in a question, we have a channel called the Ask Zone on our Discord. We've got a couple different questions. And including ones, I'm just gonna check if there's any. Oh, fuck, that's right! I forgot, I wanted to, read some lyrics.
Ooh!
Right, so. We've got two themes with, like, distinct lyrics in them, for the dark story. Throw It All Away, the theme of Shadow the Hedgehog, and, EGGMAN, the theme of Dr. Eggman. I think I'll start with Eggman's theme, by Paul Shortino, Jun Senoue. I don't know where I got Paul. Oh, Paul Shortino is involved in it. I think he's the one singing the lyrics. And Jun Senoue, would have, been doing, the track, the, I don't know what I'm saying. I guess, worked on the rest of it. Woohoo hoo. Oh yeah. Eggman. Oh. The story begins with who's gonna win. You know the danger lies within. Aboard the Ark, a genius at heart, who wanted to unlock the mysteries of life. I am the Eggman. That's what I am. I am
the Eggman. Buddy, you sure are.
I've got the master plan. I am the Eggman. That's what I am. I am the Eggman with the master plan. I'm plotting my schemes wherever I go. They're perfect in every way. I'd love to destroy the blue one, you know. He's an obstacle that always gets in my way. I must play this in this game by my rules. I will conquer the world with my tools. All my machines are made for destruction. I will build my empire. I will succeed, and you will see. With my machines, there is no retreat. We get the chorus again. And the bridge. I am the enemy. I will succeed. My mission, yeah, I must complete. My name is Eggman. Don't forget my name. If you ask me again, I will show you the same. Yeah. It's great song.
I love the fiction that we've created that all these songs are being sung
by the character.
Diegetically. Yeah, by the character.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's really good to know that Eggman thinks in his mind, I hate the blue one.
Like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, man.
I hate Sonic so much, and I'm so good at coming up with this plan that I came up with all on my own, without the help
all of by Shadow. Myself. Mm-hmm. No help from any other hedgehogs, no siree.
No. I decided on my own to find my grandfather's super weapon. This is perfect.
Got a letter from my grandpa, like Stardew Valley.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a good theme. I love listening
to it. It is. I enjoyed it.
All right. But
I just think Eggman is funny.
Eggman is funny. More and more people.
Yeah. More and more people should know this and should say this.
Yeah. Get back into our asks, our first question is Teddy, who has once again asked, so Sonic the Hedgehog rules, right? Or do you like him?
No, I hate that hedgehog.
I love
curse him. That he's a hedgehog!
He's real, he's strong, and he's my friend.
Wasn't it that, like, Teddy asked, do you like Shat?
I've noticed.
I was like, he swapped a, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we love Shadow, of course. He's great.
Yeah, unequivocally, we love Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
I will continue to say
so
this.
True.
Such a guy. Sidmon, Jasmine asks, how would you rehabilitate Shadow? Help him focus his ire? I think we
get ended him into esports.
Oh, esports. You know, I think
he'd be so toxic.
I don't know if esports.
Call of Duty is calling his name.
Uh huh. Yeah, just, you know, give him like a headset mic, a fucking Xbox 360, and he's good to go.
He's off to the fucking races.
I like that we're giving him an older console. like you don't get the newest one.
You think he could handle the raw power that is, what is the current Xbox?
The Xbox One X.
Oh, we're.
Yeah, you think he could handle the power of the Xbox One X? I don't think so.
I don't think I could handle the power of that.
I just think the Xbox 360 is the quintessential Call of Duty console.
You're so right. You're so right.
It's. Mm-hmm. It's not. I don't think any of those games still have online features, but you know, it's Call of. That's the Call of Duty console to me.
It is.
What
were you? I mean, he's kind of just fine already. Like, I'd be angry too, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if I got frozen for 50 years after, like, a cop shot, like, a little girl in front of my eyes, I would also pop out a little bit pissed.
Yeah, give him some music, some, Let him try working on some, you know, like art. Maybe.
Oh, that'd be good. Maybe to get his feelings him... out through art and stuff. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Art like esports.
Yeah.
Video games.
He could do both. He's got a lot of time. Yeah, he probably doesn't sleep.
Yeah. Give him a video game that makes art. Give him the one where you're a dog and you paint things.
Chicory? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Chicory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the one where you're like a wolf. Sorry.
Okami. Yeah.
Oh, Okami.
Okami.
Yeah.
Okami. Yeah. Okami.
Yeah.
And then play Okami.
I was like, Chicory, you might not actually be a dog in, but I know you do colorful stuff.
I don't actually. I've never played Chicory.
It looked cute. I should. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so does Okami. I've never played that one either.
Yeah, I played a little bit, but I never finished it.
Mm.
I played it a while ago. I liked it.
I don't know
it.
What Emmy's question means, because I don't know who Flos is.
Okay, I'm gonna just, like, read this out. I'm going to hope, like, Devin can answer this one for me, because I don't know who this is either.
Okay.
Emmy the Mouse asks, is Shadow Foss-coded for taking a 50-year nap, or does he need to go for the full hundo?
Foss is a character from Land of the Lustrous, who takes frequent naps, and, Shadow is Foss coded for waking up and immediately saying, I'm going to kill everyone.
Foss.
Cause they're all like stones, right? Is that like?
Yeah. I think Shadow should have gone for the full hundo because at that point when he woke up, he could have been God.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
But that's just me.
Our next question comes from Izzy the Izzy, a friend of the show, Izzy. Why is Shadow so grumpy? Don't you wish you could take a 50-year nap without aging?
Have you ever slept and, like, you were like, I'm going to take a nap, and you took a nap for, like, just a little bit too long without going to bed, for real.
Yeah, and you wake up kind of, like, depressed and a little bit pissed off.
Yeah, and you got a headache. Your, like, mouth's a little dry. Yeah,
you're, like, so dehydrated. Yeah. Fucking cramped.
Now,
like,
imagine that happening for 50.
Yeah, your mouth would be so dry, and you would wake up, and you'd be like, can I please get, like, a nice, refreshing La Croix? And everyone would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, because La Croix doesn't exist anymore, because it's the future.
Philip J. Fry was a saint for waking up and not immediately being like, what the fuck, dude? My mouth's so dry.
For real?
Our next question comes from Symbolic Rose, Symbolic Godzilla, who asks, is Shadow a mummy in the Hollywood sense? Since the colonialist Eggman finds a science tomb and awakens him only for Shadow to wage war on the modern world that wronged him. And corollary question, should Shadow the Hedgehog be in the Dark Universe?
This is a question.
I'll let Morgan answer.
Yeah, I was like, that the second one's for me, I think. The first one, maybe? He doesn't have...
Kind of. Yeah. He doesn't summon plagues upon the Earth. Yeah. He should be in the Dark Universe only because I would love to see images of him and literally any actor involved in the Dark Universe.
Yeah, so also there's, Symbolic Godzilla also listens to that, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark Universe thing? And, now I'm just, like, very amused with the idea of, like, the hosts on that writing a Shadow the Hedgehog fanfic, because that's essentially what their show is they're writing a Dark Universe fanfic.
Mort, can I say something? I forgot that their name outside of this chat is Symbolic Godzilla, and at first I thought you were going to say Godzilla is part of the Dark Universe. And I was about to say, no, he's not.
No, he's not. And
I was about to say, I'm like, Godzilla's part of the Monsterverse.
King Kong might be, but there's, like, some weird stuff regarding, like,
no,
copyright.
King Kong is in the Monsterverse.
Well, that's what I said. There's some weird stuff involving copyright, where, like, technically,
yeah,
Universal produced one of their movies. It's a whole thing. It doesn't matter at all.
I saw the trailer of King Kong and Godzilla running to go beat up somebody.
But yeah, no.
They're not in the Dark Universe.
Symbolic Godzilla is one of our listeners.
Yeah. I forgot that the name was Symbolic Godzilla. It's just like, Godzilla's not.
Well, I wouldn't. I would never.
Don't you do that to Godzilla.
I would never.
Let's see. And our final question comes from James the Cat Girl, who asks, will you let the power of darkness take you hold as you get revenge for what was done to you?
Always.
Yes. Yes. I've played Kingdom Hearts before. The answer is yes.
Yeah, dude.
That's typically how it goes, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I'm letting that darkness take my fucking heart. Let's go.
But only if I can, like, get it back.
Gonna get cool yellow eyes. Gonna get cool yellow eyes. Gonna get my hair turned white. Like
I don't want to be controlled, though, so I would like to be the Riku, you know? Like, I want to get it back. Like, it's...
Riku got controlled, though.
That's what I know, but like he came back. I want to say I don't want to be controlled forever. That's true. That's what I mean. If I'm controlled for a little while, like that's that true, sucks, but I'll get over it and I have cool darkness powers. But if I'm like stuck like that and I'm like Terra and like my life is just fucking over, don't tell me what happens in Kingdom Hearts 3. I don't care. Yeah, no, that would suck.
I'm just saying, you know, I think it would be cool if I became part of the darkness. And what if my, like, Heartless looks sick as fuck? Mm-hmm. And then I would get a nobody, and I'm not going to try to make an anagram of my name with an X in it. I'm not even going to try that right now. But I think it would be cool. There is no possible way. I don't want to try.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's a way. I'll come back to you.
Vexondin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I'm not gonna let the darkness take me. My friends are my power.
True. That's another reason why I want to come back as Riku, because then I like Riku did, because then I could be like, I can have it both ways. I can have darkness and I can have my friends as power. Very good.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to like fight the both of you in like a boss fight or something. It's gonna be a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump around a lot. I'm gonna say annoying, like, one-liners the whole time.
Dance, water, dance!
Oh, I would love to say dance, water, dance.
Yeah.
I would say, moon, shine down! And then I would go berserk mode for 5 seconds and really piss you off.
I would, I mean, to be honest, I feel like the whole darkness thing, like, I'm already doing that in a campaign. I'm already going void mode with my character.
Uh-huh. You see, you're already on the path.
I mean, they're good, though. They're, like, very nice. The character I'm playing is very nice.
Just like Riku!
So true. Is Trouble Riku coded? This is for no one. Listen to my podcast. This is for you specifically.
I feel like that's a question you have to answer on the next episode of Check Out
This
Guy.
Yeah, maybe I do.
Yeah.
And then invite me on so I can also talk about Riku.
You should come on. I
don't have an OC.
We could make one. You could literally make one on podcast. We've done that. Yeah, we have character creation episodes.
If there's any fandoms you're really familiar with, and it's OC,
yeah, it's Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, come on and make a Kingdom Hearts character. This is not a joke. I would love that, genuinely. Devin, sign up for my fucking podcast.
I'm gonna make all your characters, and we're gonna spend the episode making anagrams of their names, but with X in it.
Genuinely sign up, or I'll kick your ass.
Mork, I wake up and Mork's just staying outside my home.
All right, that's all our questions for tonight. Next time we will talk more about Sonic Adventure 2. So I think we can, if there's nothing I'm forgetting, I think we can take it to plugs.
Yes.
So, I'm Dan. You can find me at a lot of places. You can find those places at biggerchallenge.card.co, which includes my other podcasts, such as Pod of Greed, a Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. We are making our way through season 2 of Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds. Recorded an episode just before that I recorded this one. We've got some fun stuff to do before the next really big arc. Details forthcoming. You can listen to Video Games, the Movie, the Podcast, or Video Game Movie Review Podcast. I do it with my friend Maxi. Our last episode was on the 2023 Super Mario Brothers movie, and our next movie is going to be on the Mega Man fan film. You can visit Tumblr, co-host, Bigger Challenge, Big Challenges, respectively. There's my small Saga Let's Play, updates on Fridays. And xbox-holiday.tumblr.com. Happy Black History Month, Xbox. Happy Valentine's Day, Xbox. Grab a partner, but keep it on the dance floor.
Leave room for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And that's it for me. Morg, where can we find you?
You can find me mostly... you can find me at Haunting the Morg on Tumblr mostly, but I'm also on Blue Sky at that name. You can also find me at Gengar on co-host. You can find me on my other podcast, which we mentioned already. Check out This Guy. Podcast where we talk about OCs and sometimes make them and bring other people on when they sign up for it. There's also a Tumblr for that one that I finally updated. yeah, that's kind of it. Yeah, that's it for me. Devin.
You can find me on a podcast called We Rate Queerbait, where, like the name implies, we rate the queerbait of the world. All of it. We're rating it all.
New tagline.
On a perfect system that has never failed us once. I think the latest episode to come out, I actually forget what it was because I don't remember anything.
I can open up my fucking podcast feed. I've got it open right here. Latest one's on Phoenix Wright.
Classic. My brain got confused because we just recorded another episode about Phoenix Wright.
That's confusing.
So I was like, was that really it? But yes.
Wait.
Yeah, we're talking about Phoenix Wright.
I assume multiple games?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Listen. We're just gonna keep going.
That man went to law school, to desperately find the man of his dreams. If he can do it, you can. Anyone can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that easy. We kind of assume that within the game that he didn't actually go to law school. Or that he did and he flunked out of it, but he's just so nice that no one told him.
Like, played those games, and I still, like, am just like, yeah, they're together, Avi. Like, you...
Obviously they are. They're, like, together in a way that they actually hate each other and aren't together.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, yeah.
Their courtroom is their date nights.
Yeah. Would that be considered toxic yaoi?
Yeah. Good. It's that and Hannibal. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hannibal, definitely definitive example.
Yep.
Yeah.
So check us there. Mm-hmm. You can also find me on Tumblr at JazzDumpster. That's it.
Yeah.
Those are the places.
Mm-hmm. And... we are the Sonic Shuffle.
The Sonic Hustle?
You can
Hustle?
Find us on our... Sorry, yes, we are the Sonic Hustle. Thank you for inviting
me. We're shuffling to a hustle.
Yeah. We're hustling to a shuffle. To a hustle.
Do the hustle.
You can... Although I'm pretty sure most of our social media links are still the Sonic Shuffle. I could check, but... oh, no, wait. Actually, I did change some of them to the Sonic Hustle. That's right.
Woo-hoo.
But yeah, you can check us out there. That's mainly Tumblr, co-host, and our Discord. Open up your phone, go to the notes section. You'll find a Discord link, and that's where you can find where we do most of the stuff here, really. There it's kind of a quiet server. There's not a lot of posts, but you will get to send in a question in probably the most effective way for us to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So until next time. Oh, right, we're also part of Noisepace. Do I want to recommend a show or something? And listen to, oh, you know what? Listen to Sounds About Light.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, speaking podcast. Of Riku.
Yeah, we've been talking enough about fucking the Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
They're on.
Sounds About Light is a Kingdom Hearts podcast. They have been going through Unchained Key.
Yeah.
The mobile game.
They're moving to Union Cross, which is the same initials. Very cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Felix.
Yeah, they're gonna be they're talking about some mobile games, and then they're gonna talk about Kingdom Hearts 3, and then they're gonna finish talking about the mobile games.
It's so Jover for, like, a video game franchise, the moment that you have to get pertinent lore from a mobile game.
Yeah, we were just talking about, in a different server, like, how, like, confusing Kingdom Hearts 3 is without, like, Dream Drop Distance and, like, the mobile games and, like, all this other shit. And I'm like, that sucks, dude.
The good news is,
I mean, like, Kingdom Hearts 2 is so confusing if you didn't have, like, I don't know, any of the games that were on the handhelds. Like, you get to Kingdom Hearts 2 and you're like, who the fuck is this and why is Sora in a pod and who's Nominee?
What does Sank Nominee mean? I don't know
that. Yeah, you're just kind of like, who the fuck
is
that?
You should listen
Where's
to
Kyrie?
Sounds About Light, because they go through
exactly.
That and you don't have to, like, play the games. Okay. Unless you want to.
You don't have to play a shitty mobile game.
I will note that on modern platforms like the PS4, the PS4, Xbox, PC, you can in fact get like you can get them all together, like packed into one thing. Although I think a couple of them are just like you just watch a movie instead of playing the game. But
it was a nightmare as a child.
You know, it's, it's way less of a nightmare now. Also, despite that, it seems like one of the best ways to experience the mobile game stuff is through a YouTube video made by very dedicated fans.
Don't play the mobile game.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't think you can anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem. You can watch, like, really fancy cutscenes based on stuff from the mobile game.
Yeah, there were some high-quality cutscenes they put in that fucking mobile game.
Yeah.
I played the mobile game.
Damn.
I remember the day that I was playing the mobile game, and they said, sorry, mobile game's shutting down, and then they just, like, shut the game down, and it was like, what the fuck?
That's so sad.
That's so sad.
I know, it was really weird. I'm like, when would a mobile game ever willingly say we're not doing this anymore?
Damn.
So that's it for tonight. And as always, Sonic the Hedgehog is real, he is strong, and he is my friend.
He is the only blue live that matters.
The only one.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
See a light wherever you go.